What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Early Risers Podcast. This is Thursday Thoughts. I hope you enjoy.
What's up, everybody? Skylar Deem here, founder of Early Risers and habit and performance coach. And today we're going to be talking about five things that you can be doing in order to really revolutionize your mornings. Now, whether you are waking up 5 minutes before you have to be out of the house and just sprinting through your morning routine, or you're waking up 3 hours before you have to leave and just taking your time, having time for yourself, and really killing it, these tips can help you improve that in some shape or form. Now, you may be doing one, you may be doing two, but I'm sure there's something in here that can really help you take it to the next level. So before I get into those five things, I want to give a brief summary of what my mornings used to be like. I would wake up, my alarm would go off, I would hit snooze anywhere from 1 to 5 or 6 times. When I finally decided it was time to stay awake, I would grab my phone, scroll through it, check Instagram, Facebook, respond to any texts, and then finally I would get out of bed, I would rush through my morning routine, so that included showering, eating, changing, and that was pretty much it. And then I was out for the day and I was out for work. Now, even though I wasn't sprinting, even though, you know, I was rushing a little bit, but it wasn't cutting it close every day, I wasn't doing it right. And there's a couple of reasons, but the main reason is I wasn't making time for myself. You know, that morning time that you can start the day off focusing on yourself is really what's going to help you reduce your stress, boost your productivity, and just help you feel a lot better in life. So making time every morning, for a morning routine is what is really going to help you, and it's something that's super necessary. So what I want to do today is talk about five things that you can be doing to take that morning time to the next level. Now, the first thing you want to be doing is not pressing the snooze button. I've talked about this a ton in the past. I've talked about why you shouldn't be pressing the snooze button. But for those of you who may not have heard, first of all, you're teaching yourself that it's okay to procrastinate. You're teaching yourself that, you know, you're taking the easy way out, and that is an okay thing to do. Second, it causes something called sleep inertia, where your body wakes up, it thinks it's time to get out of bed, and then you say, nope, let me take 5 more minutes. So you fall back asleep, and your body thinks it was a false alarm, it's time to sleep in for another 20 minutes to a couple more hours. And then when that alarm goes off again, it's surprised. Your body's like, what's going on? Why are you waking me up again? I thought the first time was a false alarm. That's going to leave you more groggy for the next few hours after you're awake. Whereas if you were to get up the first time, yes, you may feel tired for the first 10, 20 minutes. But after that, you're going to feel good. You're going to be moving regular motion. So not pressing the snooze button is super important, but at the same time, it's something that is crazy difficult. I used to fight with it every day. I used to struggle. I used to pretty much hate myself every morning after I hit it 5 or 6 times and couldn't resist pressing it. But what did I do different to change that? I actually just released an ebook called The No Snooze Setup, which will provide a framework that you can use in order to remove snooze from your daily lifestyle. So if you want to check that out, it'll be in the description or the show notes or wherever you're watching or listening. But basically, all you want to do is take snooze out of your mornings. And if your alarm is going off at 6:30 and you're getting out of bed at 7, either you can keep your alarm at 6:30, get up, have those 30 minutes to yourself, or you can move it forward to 7 and get those 30 more minutes of high-quality sleep. So whatever way you want to do it. First thing you want to do, don't press snooze. The second thing you want to do to revolutionize your mornings is you want to make time for yourself. Now, I talked a little bit about why that's so important, but really you should be priority one in the day, focusing on you. You know, self-development is crucial if you really want to take your life to the next level. If you want to reduce your stress, if you want to get smarter, get stronger, get in better shape, you need that time for yourself. And making that time in the morning is what's really going to guarantee your ability to stay consistent. So make time for yourself in the morning. You know, wake up again. If your alarm's going off at 6:30 and you're getting out of bed at 7, even if you're waking up at 6:55, just 5 minutes before you have to normally get moving, and just meditating for 5 minutes, or making time to write down, you know, what you're grateful for, This alone time and this consistency where you're working on you is really going to change your life. So again, number two is make time for yourself in the morning. The third thing that you want to do every single morning, or you want to have prepared, I guess, is to prepare the night before. So know what you want to do in your morning routine. I can't tell you how many times I woke up not having a clue what I was going to do. And that's what led to me laying in my bed, scrolling through my phone, not really knowing what to do. But if you know, if you are clear of what you're going to be doing the next morning, you can execute a lot more quickly and efficiently and productive. So the night before, you know, just plan out. Even if you do it Sunday night and you plan for the entire week, just plan out what you're going to be getting done. Again, if you're waking up 5 minutes early and doing a gratitude exercise, that doesn't take much planning. But if you're making an hour every morning to work on something, a project that you're starting to build or something, make sure you know what exactly it is that you're going to be working on. So there's no confusion, so your tired mind doesn't have to work towards thinking of what it has to do, so you're just ready and prepared when you wake up. So number three is make sure you plan the night before. Number four, and one of the most difficult for people, is stop checking your phone in the morning. This one is crazy tough. I've dealt with phone addiction. I'm sure other people out there have. I'm sure maybe even you have. And taking time in the morning without your phone is really crucial to unplug and just improve your mental health overall. When you wake up and the first thing you do is you check your phone for texts and you respond and you scroll through Instagram, you're making other people a priority. You're prioritizing people that you may not even know on the internet. And when you do that and you don't take that time for yourself, it's just sending bad signals to your brain. It's just not doing any good for your mind or your body. So what I'd recommend to really get the most out of your mornings is for the entirety of your morning routine, from the time you wake up to the time you technically start your day, don't check your phone. Put it away where you can't even touch it. Keep it on airplane mode from the night before. Just do what you can to avoid getting sucked into that wormhole, because you're going to see something you don't want, you're going to be stressed out, and you're going to start your day off on a note wishing that you hadn't seen or done something. Whereas if you focus on yourself first thing, if you avoid your phone, you're going to be less stressed and you're going to feel a lot better in the morning. So number four is no checking your phone. And the fifth thing that you should be doing every morning is sticking to your morning routine. Now again, this is something that is crucial. Finding a morning routine that benefits you isn't always easy. You know, my routine probably won't work for you. And you're going to be trying things out. And, you know, 1 week you're going to wake up, meditate, go to the gym. The next week you're going to feel like you want to go to the gym first and then meditate. Find a routine that suits you. Once you find it, stick to it as closely as you possibly can. Because again, that's eliminating any question of what's going on. And when you stick to something, when you get in the routine, you're going to eliminate that negative noise and that empty space that you experience in the morning. So the 10 or 20 minutes it takes you to transition from getting out of bed to getting moving, or the 20 minutes that it takes you to stop scrolling through your phone and to start changing for work. You know, having that routine that you stick through makes the transition a lot easier. So you get out of bed, you don't hit snooze, you start your morning routine. There's no space there. You go through your morning routine, you're not checking your phone, there's no space. Once you're done with your morning routine, right away, you're getting ready for work and you're starting your day. And that's eliminating that white noise. That's eliminating that time that you're normally in your bed scrolling through your phone or laying on your couch just thinking about how much you want to go back to bed. Finding that morning routine and sticking with it is going to change your mornings in an amazing way. So the five things that I'd recommend you do in order to revolutionize your mornings is not to press the snooze button, find time for yourself, plan the night before, stop checking your phone, and find your routine and stick with it. And if you do these five things, you're going to see insane changes in your effectiveness, in your stress levels, and you're going to revolutionize your mornings. So thank you everyone so much for listening, watching, however you're doing as usual. Per usual, reach out to me if you have any questions, comments, or anything at Early Risers Movement. And as always, keep killing it, and I will talk to you next time. Thank you so much for listening to this week's Thursday Thoughts. I appreciate you. I will be sure to talk to you next time. And make sure that, as always, you keep killing it. Take care.